Good morning, everybody.
Bonjour, tout le monde.
Bonjour.
Good morning, Renu. Good morning, Oiseau.
Good morning, Andrea.
Yes, thank you.
Good morning.
And happy Pongal to everybody.
Happy Pongal. Today is Friday, the
14th, 15th.
Oh,
this is... Alors là, systematically, Madame René doesn't know.
I have a problem with dates, 16, it's true.
16,
you see. 16th of January.
So, India is celebrating Pongal, and we are celebrating our fundraising, because, again, we are in need, as usual, to get some funds to proceed this project, because we have also good news.
Very good news.
We are finally ready to spend almost 40,000 to make something very important for us. Madame Renu, can explain?
Yes, I will explain. For a long time, there's been an issue about a sound barrier wall between us and the housing service. We both share the ground floor of the town hall, and this situation has made it quite difficult for both of our sides to work, and finally, a conclusion is happening. A wall is going to be built. An agreement has been made. And I see today already as I come in, the structure that was put up in May has been taken down to give place. I see a pile of sheetrock in the housing group. Ricardo has been called. A wall is going to go up. My stomach feels so much better.
Wow, we myself either.
Yeah, we'll each be able to do.
Stomach is very important.
I always take medicament for my stomach.
I don't.
I need some stuff for my mind.
So I want to share also with the fact that the last few steps to come and make this wall were practically done by the Auroville Council. They'll help very much, and also the housing service finally somehow came together and decided to follow what was decided by, was
yes,
suggested
it was
by the
everybody,
Council.
Everybody made a step in this new year in the right direction, and we're so, so very grateful. But it's true, Dava Selvam of the Council, assisted by Georges, were wonderful, and it definitely helped. And I do want to thank the council, because in their own kind of unusual, in this new format way, it actually
is working.
It's working, and it was a good experience. Yeah, for
in
us.
In fact, we want to say thank you to many people. In fact,
not many.
Huh?
Not so many, a few.
let's start with a few today.
We ask again some fundraising, help us in this fundraising. The people, they can donate some money in our account. The Portus account is 251970. Otherwise, from abroad, they can go in our website, oroviradio.org/donate. And all the information are there.
To donate. And like it's very simple for wall is going to cost housing and radio are going to each pay a part for it. So we would need about 40,000 each for us to do this, which Andrea is delighted. He thought it would be more, so that's good. So that's already one amount that has to be funded for. We're also missing a third of our fundraising drive for running the radio for a year. We have another good news. We told you last week that we have a small budget now from the
BCC,
which is better than nothing. So that's also happening.
Very
but
helpful.
We always count on your help. We need your help, and we love your help.
So let's.
Bon, allez. C'est incroyable, ça.
So Pongal, you know, harvesting.
Yeah, Pongal,
I'm harvesting.
Imagine the first step. You ask me money. Come on, man.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Why?
So
by the way, what is the number? Your number, Portus number.
Yeah, I also wanted
25
to say
25 something.
Yeah, it's very.
251369. Monsieur.
251369.
Okay.
Yeah. We make a jingle next time.
What's happened last Saturday? I hear about that something. Auroville Radio did something without authorizations.
Apparently we pulled together with the Genius Brother, and we did a kind of humorous open mic history thing that I hope we'll be able to redo something like that in the future also with the Genius Brothers. I think it was a very good idea and something to elaborate and continue working on. But we did something in solidarity with the Charlie Hebdo.
Finally we managed, because it was last Friday, we said we will do something.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
The day after. Was Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday. It was interesting because for me it was a good challenge, an incredible challenge. Of course, it was so fast. We have been so fast that it takes time for people to understand What's up in France, stuff like that. So there is after and after not math, we call that, no? So it's what's happened. So Andrea, maybe you don't know that.
No, he doesn't know. I'm keeping him out of the
I know there are some exchange of email between different people in Oroville. Some of them were happy.
He does know.
I know everything.
Let's go to check. You know nothing.
I know.
Because you don't know the big fighting between the Italian pavilion and the French pavilion, for example.
Okay, no, that you will tell me. I don't know. So finally,
I know, but we have understood now that the characterization of the French people is seductive and gracious.
But you guys, Italian, you know what you are, you?
Pizza.
Profound and noble.
How can we?
In this situation.
Step by step. Let's go to see your feedback.
Yeah, feedback. I mean, for me, it was a positive event to manifest the freedom of evolving somehow, and I'm also sharing my personal feeling that the evolution sometimes is hard, and we have also to look back to our history and try to respect whatever has been done in the past by different cultures in order to come together in a new world that we need to make it. But at the main time, evolution means changing the rhythm sometimes changing some rules, and it's painful each time the civilization do steps, because sometimes they're breaking old
barriers and beliefs.
But you did not answer truly my question. My question is, how many feedback by mail?
I didn't get verbal.
No, verbal.
I didn't get any bad feedback, not even positive feedback. I'm always closing this.
Yeah, but now I have to tell you a secret.
Tell me a secret.
The secret Frenchie network.
Okay.
Ah, because there is the French pavilion, you need to know So there is a special, suddenly we got special feedback by French network. The issue was so complex because it mixed different kind of issue about different topic. I cannot speak. Sorry. Freedom of speech, it means what? What does it mean exactly? It means... Okay, so you need... Enfin, why I say that, I forgot. Ah. Madame Renaud, alarm. You have something to say?
What happened?
What am I supposed to say? I don't get it.
So what happened? It was, in fact, for me, I said it was not the objective, it was not to speak about the events. Because how I can know in for commerce with my small computer this, I go to the internet and suddenly I say, I know all. I know what does the Secret Service, I know this kind of stuff. Conspiracy theory. So
what Obama had for breakfast.
Does Obama? Why did not came after to write to some friend? So I decided to say I know nothing.
Okay, as usual.
And to go by another way, the challenge it was to there is all time tragedy inside Oroville, outside this event touch. We don't know why all the French, even the French Orovillian people, and suddenly everybody have different reason. Why we have been touched. For the people, it was a comment.
I'm reminded of John Lennon's song, Give Peace a Chance, because that's really it, you know. There's an unexpected, spontaneous reaction to an event, and everybody will interpret it according to their capacity to adapt or not. And there's such a great cynicism, because we live in such a time where... you know, it's good to have a healthy amount of cynicism. There's so much intrigue and bad will woven into everything that we see and all. But once we know that and we see that and we're not duped to that, it can also kill you if you're only in that kind of world, because you're never able to embrace something that is not calculated, that is happening. Right. And that's kind of what happened. And so I can't pretend I know what happened, but I can sense. I'm more intuitive by sensing things. And it was really a very spontaneous outpouring of just solidarity with, like, nobody wants to be terrorized anymore.
I prefer to use the word fraternity.
Fraternity.
Yeah, that is more strong.
Yeah.
By the way, I would like to say thank you to Oroville Radio to have helped to set up these events.
Yeah.
Because what it was interesting for me, that the idea that we work together oriented the show in terms of internationally, give me the idea, so I need to say, oh, we need to see why there is this international reactions, And for me, it was more that. It was in front of this tragedy, one kind of humor Orville, us, we can produce, no? which angle? The more difficult it was the angle to take. So I think we managed for that.
I think so too. And I really, it brings me to the whole question of, you know, it seems there's a bit of a confusion with being engaged and understanding global politics or not, because here I feel people feel that if you're completely spiritually absorbed, you're removed from global politics, neither should you be interested in it, you should be only looking inward at your sadhana. And I don't think that is, personally for me, I don't think that's correct. I think that the world is changing, and it's very interesting to go eyes wide open and observe this change as it happens, not jump to conclusions, not jump to judgments, not jump to preconceived ideas and cynicisms, and just observe actually where the action of the force is working and why it's working. It's mysterious. I mean, you know, this whole movement, if anything, for me, it might give a chance for another development and another evolution within a culture that needs you know, maybe the more moderate, for example, with the Islamist thing, maybe the more moderate Islamists are given more of a voice now to be able to express and distance themselves.
And maybe also we will learn how to express our feelings with people that have different kind of culture. So we have ourselves in a process of learning. That's again, it's an evolution that is happening, and we should understand, and to understand we have to meet each other and talk, because that is the only way to...
And in fact, it's a clash of our own culture, because in Oroville now we have developed our own sort of spiritual, entre guillemets, culture of what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, how a person with a yogic approach looks at things and all. Mm. And in fact, all of this is...
By the way, this also reminds me that for me, freedom of speech without the base of fraternity is a little bit stupid, because it will be freedom of the ego, the speech of the ego.
Which is what we have today.
I will say, because I'm French, the only one here, so please, I will say something. 200 years ago, I have some stupid theory like that. No? First, we killed the king. It was the representative of God. So then is the people. The people are the king. Okay? So we say, freedom, freedom, freedom. Ja, ja, freedom. Okay,
ja,
freedom.
Ja.
So then he says, okay, we have freedom. It's a big mess, big chaos. So the French, the first, they want freedom. 100 years after the revolutions come the egalité. It's only now, 100 years ago, that's why they sing the Marseillaise 100 years ago, fraternity. Because Charles Mindo explained to us that the French make a mistake. First, you have to put fraternity, and on the base of the fraternity, you can see the equality and the liberty. That's why freedom, liberty of speech have to take this base of the fraternity. It's because you are my brother that I feel equals to you, that you give me the freedom of speech.
So somehow we have something to teach from the from Morod to the rest of the world, because in
spite of... Why French we are. French, we want to...
We have something to teach, no. We have something to learn. Now it seems also, the rest of the world
don't
is...
Don't forget, it was Corneille, but I have to say, I forgot Aristophane, I forgot many things, I forgot Voltaire. How is possible for me that I forgot Voltaire on stage? I speak of Napoleon.
I spoke of Voltaire.
Ah, merci, Madame Renaud, merci.
But I think Oroville somehow, he has a good base of teaching in this kind of situation to the rest of the world, because again we are observing external big challenges. At the meantime, probably Oroville has done already steps in this kind of slippery area of having different cultures, and we see in everyday life of our community that there are always friction and everything, but as a little cell of the world, this homeopathic experiment, we have learned somehow to deal with this kind of situation, because finally, after such a long period of time, we still are growing, we still are accepting people to come, we found our every day there is something that on our table to eat and shelter. So the experiment of Oroville is still very weak and still needs a lot of time to develop at the full capacity, but yes, already something to share to the rest of the world, because I believe as a citizen of the world I'm feeling at home only here, in spite of so many nationality that I like. I feel at home only here in this kind of multicultural and multi-diverse culture. I believe we are in a place where We have already done a lot in this kind of area. In spite, we still have so much to do.
Suddenly, I realized also through the character of Rogi de Frenchy that all the friends in Auroville, we are in a constantly in an experience of international experience. Suddenly, I realized, why we be in France? I will not have all my German friends, my Italian friends like you. I don't know about you guys,
but in America, we have them all. So I can't say I share that experience. I spent 14 years in America, and America has a very multicultural society.
Of course, in Paris, there is some kindergarten, they have 84 different nationalities. It's not the problem of nationality. The problem is to confront together some issues. And here now, we have, I realize, even me, the show was possible because I have a background of Auroville. I know exactly what kind of humor I can do, because there is kids, so you have to be aware what you are doing, of all the parameters of the actions. And me, I know that, for example, suddenly I have to improvise about some, this difference of humor. And I know that it's not only by blah blah. I know that I have working with some German guy since 20 years, for different issues, some Russians, some French. So suddenly, we have by
it's
working
true.
Together.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, it's more intimate by working together.
But also the base of our.
We have an experience. It's the experience of life.
Not only that, we are having a very spiritual base to move forward.
Of course.
So it's not just a matter of number of nationalities.
Each one.
Which reason are here? So.
Of course, exactly.
So, and that makes a
imagine,
huge difference.
Imagine the chance that we have. We have each one the possibility to have a special aspirations, a relation with Mother and Shrobindo. And we are in a situation, for me, it's like a big theater, you know, in life. Oh, everybody is there. We have also Krishna. We have Shiva. The gods are in our life, correct? So we have to manage with many levels. But Saturday for me was possible because there was this experience of life, of humor between us. So that's why suddenly I said, I make a kind of reggae song. Immediately there is a culture, an international culture that is already there. To create this kind of connivance, okay?
That's all. So this time we spoke very much about our latest show. We have been not really into the usual Auroville.
I'm completely lost. This is 1 week we finished yesterday,
yes,
by the way.
Very good.
One week of email.
That's it. I will just share again our fundraising campaign that is happening in our 251369 account in financial services in Auroville.
251369.
And auroville.org/donate. There will be information about how to donate.
By the way, you realize financial service is open.
Nobody seems to know because the town hall is empty. Yeah. Everybody assumes it's
there is nobody.
There's a piece on the town hall today. This Friday, Pongal. Matrimande is shining in the distance.
The sun is out.
The grass is green.
Wazo is
talking. Everything is normal.
So happy Pongal.
Happy Pongal. Pongal. Tomorrow Pongalo with the Madu Pongal.
So it's finished?
It's finished.
We can say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I will say bye-bye. In French, it's possible.
Si tu veux.
Chers amis of the world. Merde, c'est pas forcé. Chers amis, au revoir et merci.
Chers amis of the world, tu vois, c'est du franglais. Bye bye.
Bye bye.